Well, today I'm believing God.
Lero kubira Mulungu.
And I'm trusting Him.
Ndikumudalira Mulungu.
That He will work with all of us.
Kuti agwira ntchito ndi ena tonsefe.
Yesterday was a full day.
Dzulotu linali tsiku la thunthu lokwana.
And this morning I'm going to pick up from where we were yesterday and we move ahead.
Mauno tiyambira pamene tinalekeza dzulo kumapita kutsogolo.
I am starting with something that almost has no title.
Ndikuyamba ndi chinthu choti khangali chilibeso ndi mutu wake womwe.
I have written here in my notes, the ministry is hard work.
Ndalemba apa kuti utumiki ndi chinthu chovuta.
Now you see why I was saying that pastor was saying something.
Mwaonano mmene ndimanena kuti abusa nanena uthenga wanga.
The ministry is hard work.
Utumiki ndi ntchito yolimba.
It's a little bit of a strange thing to say.
Ndi chinthu chodabwitsa tikamachinena chonchi.
Because you know we charismatics,
chifukwa ife oyankhula malilime
ife, we have grown up knowing and believing so much that God works and the Holy Spirit and you got the power, you're good to go.
Takula moma nena kuti mzimu oyera makhala nafe zonse zimakhala bwino bwino zonse ndizopweka.
How many of us can identify with
that? Ndangata mene tikudziwa kuti timaganisa motere ambiri.
Anointing.
Atikudzodza.
And we go.
Zonse zizingoyenda bwino bwino.
Ah, this side. You don't believe Holy Ghost.
You don't believe anointing.
I said Holy Ghost, anointing, we're good to go.
So,
the oil makes it easy. You know the things we
need.
So when you've grown up with a background like that, we don't expect to work hard. After all, the oil has come to make it easy. But I need to disappoint you a little bit this morning. Because the oil is true. The oil making it easy is true. But for some reason, there's also a correlation between hard work and a mega church. Hello?
Amen.
Are you here this morning? The truth of the matter. And when I'm speaking, I'm not talking necessarily only about the church in Malawi. I'm talking about the body of Christ.
Globally.
Many ministers do not work hard. Maybe partly because of what I was saying before. Anointing and we go. And of late, we have also added, you know, we are fascinated with the titles. You got two churches, you say you're an apostle. You get one or two words of knowledge, you say I'm a prophet. Come on now. Okay, such things don't happen in Malawi. Maybe it's only happening. Oh, it happens here. Okay. For a moment, I wondered if the Holy Spirit had made a mistake. But it is hard work. And so I want to take us straight to the Bible. I told you yesterday, when I'm getting into trouble, I just dive inside the Bible. Luke chapter 13.
Luca ndime ya 13.
In fact, before I go there, please, let's go to Matthew first. Matthew chapter 25.
Matthew 25.
In Matthew chapter 25 from verse 14, we meet a story.
Matthew 25, ndime ya 14.
Told to us by Jesus. I'm reading from verse 14 to verse 18 first.
14-18.
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
Unto
one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
5,000, 2,000, 1,000,
then
Then he that had received the five talents went and traded with the same and made five others.
And
likewise, he that received two, he also gained another two. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. So according to this story, everybody had something. Somebody five, somebody two, somebody one. And when the master was leaving, he expected that each one would use what they had to do something. Let's go to verse 19. Now the Bible says that after a long time, the Lord of these servants came to settle accounts with them. He who had received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five. Look, I have gained five more besides them.
Muntu amena nandira ndrama 5000 ujanabwesa 5000 zina nati ambuye munandisungitsa 5000 taonani ndapindula 5000 zina.
His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant, you were faithful over a few things, I will make you ruler over many things, enter into the joy of the Lord.
Ambuye akananka nati wachita bwino, wachita wabwino ndokhulupirika iwe, wakhala okhulupirika pa zinthu zochepa, ndidzakuyika iwe kukhala oyanganira zinthu zambiri, bwera udzakondwere pamodzi ndi mbuye wako.
He also who had received two talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me two talents. Look, I have gained two more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well, good and faithful servant, you have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your
Lord.
Then he that had received one talent. Please tell your neighbor, he that had received one talent. He came and said, you see, he has now come with preaching. Lord, I knew you were to be a hard man. Reaping where you have not sown. And gathering where you have not scattered seed. Verse 25, please. And I was afraid. And I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have
it.
Before I continue, I want to give you a little bit of a modern day interpretation of this. The Bible says, God gave to each one of us what he knew we could handle. Somebody got five. Somebody got two. Somebody got one. I need you to notice that there was nobody who got nothing. Everybody got something according to their ability. What you have has been given to you by God according to what he knows is your ability. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when he gave it, he seemed to retreat as though he was not there. And he now left you with what he had given to you to work with it. Hey, I got to underline that one. To work with it. The Bible says, the one who had five, he went to work with the five. And before he knew it, he had five more. There are some things you will not even know you have till you start working. There are some things you will not even know you have them until you start working. Amen.
Amen.
That's why some people seem to be gifted in everything. It's not that. It is that when they start working, some more seems to come up. I believe in this room, there are men and women in this room who are sitting on many things. I believe that that is why God organized his servant and said, have this conference so that a light will be shown on you and you see that you are sitting on something. The one who had two also went to trade with his two. What did the Bible say?
The Bible,
he got two more. One day the master came back. Now, it also says the one who had one.
Mm-hmm.
He started to make a lot of excuses. You see, the country you have placed me is a small country. The country you have put me is a small country. I didn't say it. Pastor Yusho said it. How did he say
it?
We are not as many as Nigeria. How can you expect me? How can you expect me to be doing these mega things? Hello,
I'm
in the house. Oh, but God, you see, the education you gave me, it was only small. The education you gave me was only small. How do you expect that I'll be doing big things?
Like,
when you meet the lazy people, they have a lot of words. A lot of talking. A lot of explaining. My spiritual father, he taught me, he said, if the meeting lasts more than 5 minutes, it's a waste of time.
Are
you there? Oh, you are angry with me already. That's why, you see, now you understand the prayer I told you to pray in the beginning. Holy Spirit, help me. Because it's not easy when God puts a spotlight on our weak point. But it is necessary. In my church, at the end of every month, we have a certain meeting. Everybody, you come and show what you have done. There's a screen. You put it there. No plenty talking. I said, no plenty talking. I said, just put it there. Don't say anything, just put it there. I don't need to know that on the day that you were going to do the crusade, you didn't go to do the outreach because, and the people who God gave you that you were supposed to look after, you didn't look after them because,
no.
The only person who was giving us a sermon was the man who did nothing. All those who did something, they didn't give us any sermon. They said, you gave me five. I have earned five more. Here it is. They said, you gave me two. I have earned two more. Here it is. The one who had only one. What did he say? He started preaching. Hey Lord, you are hard man. Reaping where you have not sown, collecting things you have not gathered. And so I was afraid. Where does your fear come into it? Do you think the one who had five didn't fear for a moment? Hey, are you in the church? Tell your neighbor, the Holy Ghost is talking to me. I also need you to notice something. The one who had five, when he came with five, what did the Lord tell him? Well done, good and faithful servant. The one who had two, when he came with two, what did he tell him? Same words. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have done well with this one, I can give you more. But sometimes what we do in the house of God, you see somebody with five, and you have two, and you are stretching your neck. They didn't give me some of this one. And they didn't give me this one too. This one too they didn't give me. I think God does not like those who are coming from my hometown. God gave to us according to our ability. He is not asking you to bear another man's fruit. He is asking you to bear your own fruit. Are you in the church this morning? My spiritual father, Bishop Doug.
Bambuanga Muzimu, Bishop Doug.
He is an apostle.
The apostle.
He functions as a prophet. He functions as an evangelist. He functions as a preacher and teacher. God gave it all to him. I can see his 6,000 and something pastors. I see his healing Jesus to say, listen, God did not give me that. He gave me only one and a half gift. Gift number one, a daughter. Gift number two, you like talking. That's all. That's all.
One doctor, two kulankula.
Not doctor, daughter.
Ah, okay. Hey.
You didn't understand the point, so let me rewind. I said my spiritual father, he gave him apostle.
The apostle.
He gave him prophet.
Apostle.
He gave him evangelist. He gave him teacher.
Upositi.
He gave him pastor.
Ubusa.
Me.
Ine.
He gave me daughter.
Ine anango ndibatsa kukala mwana wa wankazi.
Who likes talking?
Okonda kulankula.
Are you there? Uh-huh. So as for daughter, if you are a good daughter, you follow your father.
Mm-hmm. When your father says,
go and talk. You say, what are you talking? What should I go and say? You say, I'll say this one. I say, okay. I say.
Akanena kuti pita ukalankhule ndikankhule chani ukankhule izi ndizi ziko mukwambiri ndikupita ndikalankhula.
Are you in the house? So when God comes, when Jesus comes, when time is up.
Nde nthawi yanga ikadzatha.
Is my father, he will be questioning about his apostolic gift and his evangelistic gift and his prophetic and his me. He will ask me, what kind of daughter were you? Can I see the fruit of daughterness? Can I see the fruit of all the plenty talking?
Okay.
That's all.
Ntawi ikadzatha Mulungu podzafusa bambu anga dzafusa za evangelism zo za aposto za teacher koma ina akamadza ndifusa zango ndifusa kuti unali mwana wa nkazi wa mtundu
wa. Are you here? Some places when I go, they don't even know I'm a pastor. They don't even know I have a church. I say, I've come. My father sent me. He said, I should come and tell you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Baba, yo.
Malo yena ndikapita. Sadzi waso uti ndine mbusai. Ama ngodziwa uti ine ndine mwana wa Bishop Doug. Ningo lankula lankula. Bye bye, ndapita.
You too, God has given you something. Don't waste your time over what he didn't give you. Look, I can tell you, there are things I admire.
But listen, this man must sit down.
Hey, some of the songs my father has written. Some of the songs my father has written. I can't even sing them. When I start singing, I forget the words. I thank God I will not be measured on my songwriting ability.
Didn't
give me voice.
It's
not a problem.
Mm-mm.
Am I talking to somebody
what do we
in the house this morning? Stop wasting your time crying over what God did not give you. And search for what He gave you. And when you find what He gave you, use it to the top of your ability. I said, use it to the top.
Oh,
that's why I love the Apostle Paul. That's why I love the Apostle Paul. Paul did not come to meet Jesus. He was alive, but he was not one of Jesus' disciples. Paul did not qualify. When they were looking for a replacement for Judas, Paul was still not even born again. He was not there. In Matthew 16, when Jesus was choosing who would head the church, Peter was there, Paul, he was not there.
But Matthew 16, bamene Yesu amasanka kuti ayimirire mpingo, atsogolere mpingo, anasankha Petro, Paulo kunalibe.
Even after Jesus left,
ngakhale mmene Yesu ananyamuka,
when they said they were looking for the replacement of Judas,
mmene amafunafuna oda khale malo mwa Judas,
in case you don't know, in Acts chapter 1, Paul still did not qualify.
Machitidwa atumi chapter 1, Paulo kunalibebe.
They said, we are looking for somebody who accompanied with us from the beginning till the end. Paul was not even
Paulo,
yet born again. But you know, I thank God for that man.
Because
when he got born again,
hey,
I said when he got born again, he said to him it was not given to walk with Jesus up and down. To him, it was not given to eat with Jesus. To him, it was not given to see Jesus in the boat sleeping and Jesus waking up to still the storm. But I need to tell you something. When that man entered into the book of Acts, he said, I magnify my ministry. From the day Paul appeared in the Bible, we have to even search to find Peter. I said, from the day Paul appeared in the Bible, we have to even search to find Peter. No disrespect meant to Peter. But when you take your Bible, you have to open your Bible and you start searching. You will search and search. You find first Peter, you find second Peter. But I tell you, when you open your Bible, you open your New Testament, Romans, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, 1 Corinthians, 1 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, hey, Hebrews, Jude, Philemon, I tell you, he refused to do what some of us did do. I need you to see that Paul should have had a lot of problems. He should have been saying, God, how am I now going to go to these people? I used to arrest them and kill them. So Lord, you have to understand that I cannot go, because if I go, they will kill me. Lord, you remember that before you left, you breathed on the apostles. I wasn't there. So I didn't get the wind. I didn't get. Lord, please don't forget. When you were even saying bye-bye,
and
you stood there in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and you told them that they should stay for the Holy Spirit to come, and there will be witnesses, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the ends of the world. Lord, I was not there. And Lord, can I remind you that in the book of Acts, when they were in the upper room, they had been sitting there, 120 of them. Lord, I didn't even know they were there.
120,
you know, if I had known they might have died, I would have killed them.
ndikanadziwa ndikanapita momwe muchoka aphaso.
And so you see, Lord,
how
can I serve you now?
With
all this kind of history that
I have, how can I help?
What can I do? But I thank God.
I
thank God. I said, I thank God
for
this man.
He said,
no problem.
I may
not have been there, but the little that you have given to me, I will use all. This morning I came to ask you, what is your excuse? What is your excuse? What is your excuse? The story is not finished. Let's go back to our story. We went in the back of Matthew chapter 25. Let's continue.
Matthew 25 to kupitiliza.
Verse 26.
Ndime ya 26.
I want to show you.
Ndifuna ndikuonetseni.
There is, well, first of all, take us back.
Tiende kubwerera mbuyo pangono.
To 24. Let me see something.
Verse 24.
24, please. 23.
23.
Have you noticed
that
the reward for handling whatever God had given to them? He said, I will make you ruler over many things. So you got five. You got five, you used all, you brought five more, he made you ruler over many things.
Munatenga five, mwabweretsa five, mwachita bwino. Ndiye kuti ndikupanga ndikukhala olamulira pa zinthu zambiri.
You had two.
Munayindizwiri.
You used all. He made you ruler over many things.
Akupanga niso ndikukhala olamulira pa zambiri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let us go to the one who had excuses.
Tiye ndipite kwa uyu amapereka zifukwayo.
And brought nothing and see what the Lord had to say to him.
Verse 26,
please.
Verse 26.
Look at the answer. You wicked. You wicked. And lazy servants. You knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not gathered seed. Verse 27.
Verse
27. Come on, guy, help me. You should have deposited my money with the bank. And at my coming out, I received back my own with interest. Verse 28. You see, so you can bear fruit even when you are not trying. Take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. That's why the Bible says that the one who has receives more, the one who has not loses what he has. The Lord had very severe words for this one who did not even try. He pointed out to him that if he had even tried, he would have gone to put the thing in the bank and got a little fruit. He brought nothing. And the Lord said, you wicked. 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 And lazy. The two things go together. Please leave us on verse 26. Yes. Wicked and lazy. Why does he call us wicked for being fruitless?
Because
somebody's future depends on you. Somebody's change from hell to heaven depends on you. So when you don't go, when you don't do the thing he asked you to do, somebody else pays for it. Somebody else loses because of it. I'm talking to somebody in the house this morning. Take us to Luke chapter 13. Verse 6. I'm going to read from verse 6 to verse
9.
He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?"
And
the
keeper
said, "But he answered and said to him, 'Sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it.'" And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that you can cut it down. The principle of this story is the same as the one we just read. The Lord rejected the lazy servant. And also in this story, he was about to reject the tree that bore no fruit. He had been coming around to look for fruit. The Lord has been visiting your church every year. He comes many times for many things, but he's looking for fruit. Many times he doesn't find anything. Do you know what he finds? He finds the same thing that Jesus found on the fig tree. Jesus came looking for fruits on the fig tree. But he found leaves. He found leaves. Many of us in church today, we are building leaves. No fruit. Just leaves. Let us pause and examine it for a while. Are leaves not important? They're important. I mean, if you are given a choice of two trees, one with leaf, one without, which one do you like?
You want the one with leaves.
So we need leaves. The leaves can be likened to many of the things we do in church. I should have come for you to lay your hand on my head so I can say the things I have to say today. Many of the things we are doing in the church today are leaves. They beautify the church, but they don't bear fruit. We have been playing games in the church. Can I preach? Are you here? What are the leaves in the church? Think about all the things that beautify your church. That's why I made the point they are important. So can we start to mention some leaves? Hey, some people will not be happy with me today. When you have nice ashes. I beg you, they are important. If they didn't come to organize us here, we'll be disorganized.
But
they are leaves. I feel like looking just at the wall and preaching. I don't look. The choir.
Praise Him.
Leaves.
Masamba. Asambe. Masamba.
Mercy. Mercy.
Mercy.
The sound team.
My sound engineer.
Leaves.
Masamba.
The media. Leaves.
A media. Masamba. Masamba kaoka.
Photography.
I ojambula. Mapaparazzi.
Leaves. Protocol.
Okonza dongo solo.
Leaves.
Masamba.
The decoration.
Decoration. Congolesa. Masamba.
You can see me putting my hand on my head. I beg you, don't misunderstand me. That's why I started by saying the leaves are important. I said, if you have a tree with leaves, tree without leaves, which one do you want? All of us said we want the one with leaves. We want the ashes. We want the choristers. And we want them to be as beautiful as this. We want the sound, people. We want the media. We want, in fact, beautiful. I've been admiring the flowers since I got here. The problem comes when you think the leaves are more important than the fruits. That is when you have a problem. Jesus didn't even have a problem with the leaves of the fig tree. He just had a problem that the fig tree did not have any fruit. So why am I mentioning the leaves? I am mentioning the leaves because the leaves eat the same thing the fruit eats. So if you overfeed your leaves, if you overdevelop your leaves, you will have no fruit. Why? The leaves have eaten it. The sound team will come and say, Pastor Isto, we have just noticed the latest mixes and the latest. We think in such a wonderful church, we need it. So, you take your money, you put it there. The beautiful choir. You know, Pastor, you see, this sharing of microphones in these post-COVID days is not a good thing, you know. I think you need to buy us proper. And you see, the ones we have, they are not good, you know. Buy cordless. And then, you see, there's a brand. There's this brand.
Dimasulire. Akunena kuti. Masamba ndo funikira. Koma chidwi chanu chonse chikakhala pa masamba. Musaiwale kuti masambawo amadya zakudya zomwezo zimene chipatso chimadyazo. Nde akakhala akwaya amabwera. Habusa isapata. Tufuna kuti aliyense waife azikhala ndi maiki yake. Sisikumveka bwinoyi. Abweranso a sound. Mixer timafuna ikhale digital. Eya. Nde aliyense akubwera kuzatenga koma onsewo ndi chani kodi? Masamba.
Then the decorators, they'll come and say, you know, we have been using too many roses. Now, you have to allow us to import some tulips and import, you know, and have some different design in the church. We've got to change the carpet. You know, we've been doing blue for a while. Let's do some gold and some green.
Tufuna tisinte maruwa, marozi tatopa nao, tufuna matulipi, gomaso kapeti ya blue ya kalantao ya Itali, tufuna tisinte sinte zintu.
By the time you wake up to say, let's go and win some souls.
Mene muziri hoti eni soba notika pindule mioyo.
Nothing is there.
Ulimbe, kali gose
kukini. Money is finished.
Ndalama zati.
On our A1 digital mixer.
Nde, pa digital mixer ya
on our new carpet that we have been changing every month. Oh, but, have to beg the people not to be angry with me. But I just want you to think about it.
And
Pastor, are you saying that there should be no choir? You know that that's not what I'm saying.
You know.
But I'm saying we can focus on it so much and spend so much. Some churches are just pure entertainment. That's all that's happening. They're just entertaining the people. Nothing much is happening there. When they come, they are entertained to the best music. Sorry, I've started from the middle. The way they are even led into the room. Come on. First class. Ooh. Even the chairs, we just changed them.
He
said, Pastor, you see these chairs nowadays, you know, they're a little hard on the bottom, so you have to change it afterwards. What I'm saying, is it true or is not true? The church has become more comfortable than ever. Please, God is not against you being comfortable in your church. That's not the point. That's not the point. But when the thing is out of balance,
God
is when it becomes a problem. There are also some people in the other gutter. Everything about yours, you've not developed it. Some nasty rooms, some ugly place. That's, no. You are not right. That's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is that you must know what the master is looking for. I say you must know what the master is looking for. You've got a choir, a beautiful choir. When they start to do things that bring souls, they are bearing fruit. Then they can be as large as they like.
Agamabanga zinthu zoti zikubweretsa miyoyo ndeziri bwino olata kalapo 100 palibe vuto.
Your ashes, they are going out and doing some outreach. Yeah.
Ma asha jatituluka kukapindura mioyo kunjako ndekuti ziri bwino.
Your protocol team, they are not just protocoling, they are bearing some fruit.
A protocol asangokhala kupanga chito yao mumpingo muno koma kutuluka kunja kukapeza zipatso.
By all means.
Ah, palibe vuto.
By all means.
Palibe vuto.
But for now, the entertainment in our churches must stop. Some of us, we preach, we don't even do altar call in the church. An unbeliever comes to your church as an unbeliever and he leaves your church as an unbeliever. What have you done? It would have been better that you didn't even have the service. Hey, are you in the house? Some of the conventions that we do,
my convention,
we are just wasting time and resources. I said we are just wasting time and resources. We come and a convention is a time to come and enjoy the church. We're dressed in our best. Everything is at the top. Everything is at the best. And then not one soul is won. What's the use of that?
Confession.
Mercy. Charlie. Mercy.
Mercy.
It's a hard word this morning.
But
I thought you said you want a mega church. If you want a mega church, this is the way we are going. The church is very quiet. When you come to my church, the last people to get a chair in the church are my pastors. All their chairs are there. They are out working. Catching the souls.
Catch.
Azibusa. Every Sunday when I'm standing there, just as I'm about to go up, then I see them wiping the sweat. They have finally arrived in church. What about the pastors in your church? Are they arriving on Sunday morning? Polished. Makeup intact. Looking good. We even take part in the praise and worship, just looking good.
Even in praise and worship,
Holy Spirit, hold my mouth this morning.
Hey.
A sheep, a pastor, is a shepherd. What are you doing? Sitting in the church Sunday morning when your sheep are wandering around. You say you are a pastor? Go catch them. And bring them. Hey. Every Sunday, Bishop Dark's church. Sunday morning is tension time. Tension time. And the tension does not end. When we finish the service. The small tension becomes bigger tension. You are a pastor.
Abusa.
How many came today of your sheep? You had
52.
Yes. You have 52 sheep. Yes. You brought 30. Yes. What happened to 22 of your sheep? Out of here. Go find them. you say you have how many sheep? Oh, I'm a pastor. I'm a mega pastor. I have 150 people. How many came to church? 75. What happened to 75 of your sheep? What were you doing? Disappear before 5 o'clock today. We need to know what happened to Sister Emma, to Auntie Abla, to Kwesi. We need to know what has happened to them. Where are they? Why didn't they come to church?
And you? 150. 75. James.
And you, the pastor, are accountable. Where was the flock that was given thee? Where are they? If perchance they have won you with the title of bishop, pray about it. Oh my God. If this is the pastor fire, I said, this is the pastor's fire. The bishop's fire. I remember a few months after I had been consecrated, when the reality began to drop on me. I remember one day I got up in my house and I said, "Amma dadami." I will explain. I said, somebody has fooled me. Somebody has, they didn't tell me that this is the level of the pressure. Hey! No! It's not a title. It is work. According to Bishop Dag's definition of a bishop, a bishop is somebody who preaches 7 times in a week.
What Bishop Dag? Wouldn't you a bishop?
Who is inviting you? Per week. Who is inviting you? Create it.
Pastor,
thank you very much for inviting me. Today, by coming, I've done 5 of my 7 for the week. If you have not invited me, Monday will be my free day. Tuesday I'll have servants armed and trained, training for my people. Wednesday I'll get another group. You see, because it has to be 7 by the end of the
week.
Otherwise, I will be asked what I'm doing here. You are very quiet. I will also be asked how many souls I have won this month.
ndifunsidwanso kuti ndi miyoyo ingati imene ndapindula mwezi uno.
Hey, it's not easy. I'll also be asked how many I visited.
Nde ndikafunsidwanso kuti ndangati nakawayendera.
And when it is not going well,
nde ngati sizikuyenda,
I'll be told you're gonna have to step down. I will be deconsecrated because it is not a title. It is not a title. It is a job. It is work. And if the bishop is not working well, the pastors will also not work well. Hey, the church is very quiet. As I am here today, tonight, one of my baby pastors has a crusade. I have to remember and call and pray, because souls must be won. Whether I'm in Ghana or I'm in Malawi, souls must be won. Tomorrow,
Mawa,
another one has a crusade. Those who do not have a crusade are doing what we call National Visitation Week. And what it means is that if you are a pastor with 100 members, this week, everybody under you must be visited.
And
I'm just telling you what my father does. If you are sitting beside your neighbor, ask, are you still interested? Are you still interested? Mandala masuke taya baba. Moshi dalaba. Oh, I forgot. Some people think we only work. We pray. We pray. 3 hours a day.
3 hours.
If you're a pastor, 3 hours a day.
3 hours.
If you're a leader of any other thing, 1 hour a day. You see that you're very quiet all of a sudden.
Hey,
that does not include the all nights. The extended times of prayer. And then every Tuesday and Friday, just to help us, our father comes online at 4 a.m. Tuesday and Friday. So tomorrow morning, by the time I arrive here, I should have been praying with him from 4 a.m. to
8.
And since Ghana is 2 hours behind you, that means tomorrow morning we are starting, you are starting at what? You start at 6. Oh, God loves you, eh? Because for us it's 4 to 8. And for you it's 6 to 10. Are you in the church? I thought you said you want a mega church. Yeah. So, since I have been built with prayer hours, everybody in the church has been built with it. I woke up yesterday morning and my choristers were checking in online. We're on and we're praying. Are you there? The ushers have their time.
Maasha alini tawi yao?
I remember one time when the sound team had a problem they couldn't solve. And then somebody stood up in the meeting. Someone stood up in the meeting and said, "You don't have a problem. The only problem you have is that you don't pray." The rise of the mega church. Push your neighbor and say it's work. It's work. It's work. Choristers, some all night rehearsals will do. As you can see, I'm not looking there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it is the only way if we're going to do what Jesus asked us to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Pastor, I feel that we need to pray a little. If you can lead us to pray a bit. Yeah. And then I'm going to move on to the next topic. So it's not really a break, it's just a prayer.
Yes, yes.
Break.
Rise on your feet, let's pray. Shakata rigade masuta ragade. Zakata ragade masata ragade. Zakata ragade masata ragade. Shakata ragade masata ragade. Yakata ragade masata ragade. Zakata lipa pasata ragade. Shakata ragade masuta ragade. Lekaka ragadanda masata ragade. Yakata ragade masata ragade. Shakaka ligade masata ragade. Masata ragade makata ragade. Shakata ragadala babusa. Yakata ragade masata ragade. 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 Yakata ragadi mashaka ligadi yakata ragadi masata ragadi masata ligakata shakata ragadi yakata ragadi masata ragadi yakata ragadi masata ragadi yakata ragadi masata ragadi yakata ragadi masata ragadi shakata ragadi masata ragadi yakata ragadi masata ragadi makata ragadi Shakata li baba baka laka masata ligada bakata ragade yakata ragade masata ragade shakata rigada na bakata ragata na bakata yakata ragata na bakata ragata shakata ragata na bakuta raka yakata ragade masata ragade yakata ragade masata ragade yakata ragade masata ragade masata Likadi makata ragadi, shakata lipasa likata makata, yakata ragadi masata ragadi, yakata ragadi masata ragadi, yakata ragadi masata ragadi, yakata ragadi masata ragadi, yakata ragadi makata ragadi, yakata ragadi masata ragadi, yakata ragadi masata ragadi, yakata ragadi masata ragadi, yakata ragadi Masata ragadi, yakata ragadi, masata ragadi, shakata ragadanda, yakata 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 ragadanda, masata ligada, masata ragadi, yakata ragadi, masata ragadi, yakata ragadi, masata ragadi, yakata ragadi, masaka. Taragadi, yakata ragadi, masata ragadi, masata ligaga, gaka, daka, daka, shakata la baba 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 basa, yakata ragada la basata ragadi, 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 yakata ragada la basata ragadi. Yakata lipasanda ligade, shakata ragade, masata ragade, masata ligata la mahande, yakata ragade, masata ragade, yakata ragada, bakata ragada, yakata ragada, masata ragade, yakata ragada, bakata ragada, yakata ragada, masata ragada, yakata ragada, masata ragada, yakata ragada, bakata ragada, yakata ragada, bakata ragada, yakata ragada, bakata ragada, yakata ragada, bakata ragada, masata ligade, bakata ragadi, yakata ragada, masata ragada, yakata ragada, masata ragada, yakata ragada, masata ragada, yakata ragada, masata ragada, yakata ragada, bakata ragada. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23 says, in all labor there is profit. There is no profit without labor. In John chapter 9, verse 4,
Johannes chapter 9, verse number 4,
Jesus said, I must work the works. Working, diligence, hard work is a must. Father, give me grace to labor in the ministry. The grace and the anointing of a hard worker in the ministry. Lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice. Shakata ragada la bakata ragadi. Shakata ragada bakata ragada la mahandi. Shakata ragada bakata ragadi. Masata ragade makata ragade. Shakata ragada bakata ragade. Shakata ragada la mama 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 sa. Shakata ragada la bakata ragada. Yakata ragada la bakaya. Yakata ragade masata ragada. Yakata ragada basata ragada. Grace to labor, grace to labor, grace to labor. In the ministry, in the ministry. Nakata ragada. Shakata ragada. I receive grace, the grace of a hard worker, the grace of a hard worker, the grace of hard worker, the grace to labor, the grace to labor, the grace to labor. I receive it right now. I receive it right now. The grace to labor, the grace to labor. Shakata ragada la mama masaya. Yakata ragade masata ragada. Yakata ragada la masaya. Yakata ragade masata ragade. Yakata ragada la mama masaya. Yakata ragade masata ragade. Shakata yakata ligata la masaya. Yakata la masaya. Grace to labor. Grace to labor. Grace to labor. Grace to labor. In the work of the ministry. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shakata ragada la mama masaya. Yakata ragade masata ragada ya. Yakata ragada bakata ragade. Shaka maka 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 masata ragadaya. We receive a baptism of labor, a baptism of labor, a baptism of diligence, a baptism of diligence, a baptism of diligence, a baptism of diligence, a baptism of diligence. In the name of Jesus, thank you, mighty God. Shakata ragada la basata ragada. Yakata ragada la baba baba basaya. Lekata ragade masata ragade. Yakata ragade masata ragade makata ragade. Yakata ragada la baba 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 basaya. Shakata ragade masata ragada.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Please take your seat. Thank you so much, Pastor, for leading us. Thank you. God bless you. Take your seat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready to continue? Is your vessel changing? Is some hard work coming? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people are saying, is that all they do? Do they only work? There's also a reward, as Pastor was saying. But for now, I want to take us to the next thing that we're going to discuss on this journey to becoming a mega church pastor. Remember yesterday afternoon I was talking to you and I said some things will need to change, and this is what we've been talking about. About our vessel changing. About becoming servants. Now the third thing we're going to talk about, receiving a father. Receiving a father. Receiving a father.
Kulandira bambu wako, tate wako.
Many of us, I don't know how the culture is here, but in Ghana many times we refer to an older man as father.
Sitikudziwa kuti kuno chikhalire chanu nchotani koma ku Ghana munthu wankulu amene ali wa bambo timamutchula ngati bambo wathu.
So you may be calling your biological father your father.
Mukhoza kutchula bambwanu okuberekanu kuti bambo anga.
You may be calling your pastor father. But you may also be calling an older man father. And because of that, sometimes people lose sight of the fact that there is a meaning to that word father. And so for the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about receiving a father. Amen.
Amen.
Because
Chifugwa.
On your way to becoming a mega church pastor, the Lord is likely to lead you to receive somebody as a spiritual father. If you are in a ministry under somebody, that person is your spiritual father. But even if you founded your own ministry, the Lord might still lead you, and He's most likely to lead you to other people who can be a father to you in the ministry. And there are reasons for this. But first of all, I just want to show you that it is a biblical concept. One of the nicest examples to use of receiving a father is the example of Elijah and Elisha. We all know that Elijah was not the biological father of Elisha. True or false? True?
So, next.
In 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 19, we are told clearly that Elisha was the son of a man called Shaphat. Can you see it? So we are even given the name of his father. And this was right at the time of his being called by Elijah. And he accompanied with him. And he served Elijah. But by the time God was ready to take Elijah home, Elisha was no longer walking as just a servant. He was walking as a son. And it's a very, very important difference. How do we know that this change had happened? In 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 12, Second Kings chapter 2 is where Elijah was taken home by the Lord. And Elisha had been walking and accompanying with him. And Elijah had told him, if you see me going, you'll have what you asked for. And so they accompanied and were walking together when all of a sudden he saw the chariot that was coming and he saw what was going on. And in the midst of that moment, he shouted, "My father, my father!" Do you know that it is in moments of emotion that sometimes you can you say what is in your heart? He didn't say, "My master, my master." Didn't say, "My boss, my boss." But in that moment, that thing that was in his heart, he showed you the relationship that had come. And he said, "My father." Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so this morning, I just want to share with you that it is so important for you to receive your man of God as a father. Why? Why? Let me give you two main reasons why. The first reason is that somebody who has a father is very different from somebody who doesn't have a father. Let us just look in normal life. Of course, all of us have a father. I mean, that's how come we are here, we were born. But sometimes things happen on the way. A father may die, or a father didn't accept that this is his child. Various things can happen. The life of a child without a father is very different from the life of a child with a father. When you have a father in your life, I'm talking now about a biological father who is acting, I mean, who is a real father to you, you will find out that you have somebody to guide you. You have somebody to teach you. There are some mistakes you will not make because you have a father. I wonder if when you think back to your life as a young person, if you can think about a couple of times when you would have done something, your father did not allow you to do it, and later you were happy that you didn't do it.
And
the reason why he could prevail on you not to do that thing was because he was your father and not a stranger. Your teacher may be able to control you in school, but when they meet you outside school, they can't do anything. It is your father who can control certain things. True or not true? When you have a father who is functioning as a father, things are made smoother for you. One of our bishops, they used to call him, his nickname in school was School Fees.
School
Fees, that was his nickname. And the reason for that nickname was that he was growing up as the well looked after son of a certain wealthy man. And unfortunately for him, while he was still in primary school, his father died. And an uncle took everything that his father had and left the family destitute.
And
so even though this boy was brilliant and could continue school and all of that, it was a struggle. And he said that he did not know that when he sleeps, he was so worried, who's going to pay my school fees, that in his sleep he will be saying school fees.
It was school fees.
A boarding school. You know how wicked children can be. And his friends will hear him saying school fees. And that's how come they gave him the nickname. Do you think if his father, his biological father, had lived, you know, longer, would anybody have given him such a name?
The answer is no.
Why had things become this difficult for him? His biological father was no longer there. What is true of the natural or of the physical is often true of the spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
When you start working in the ministry, or you come into the ministry, if you make a mistake and you start saying things like, oh, me, I don't have any father. You have made yourself an orphan and you have brought yourself into the place where difficulty is going to follow you. Hello?
Amen.
I don't know if you have them here too, because in Ghana we have them. Some people will get up and say, ah, nobody's my father. Me, I hear straight. It's me and God. I don't have any spiritual father. I think you need to walk carefully. Because you will make mistakes you would not have made. And there are some things you may not even enter into. Because you don't have a spiritual father. Amen.
Amen.
I remember the first time I had to preach in our church many years ago.
My husband
had traveled. And I had to preach in his place. And later on that evening, or on the Monday, I've forgotten exactly which day, but just soon after I had preached, I had a phone conversation with my father, my spiritual father. And I said to him, Daddy, I had to preach yesterday in church. And he asked me, what did you preach? And I said, oh, Daddy, there's a message of yours I really like. So I took that message and I just listened and I checked it out with scriptures and I preached it. He said, oh, good. And then he asked me, how many points did you preach? Because that message had 7 points.
And then he asked me,
I said, oh, Daddy, I preached all 7. And then he said, all 7?
All 7?
In this one short message on Sunday morning.
Sunday local emoji.
He said, no, it's too much. And then he taught me step by step how to prepare a message.
Say
you take a point.
Say
take a point. Find the scripture. One or two scriptures. Understand the scriptures. And then he said, find a window. A window is an example that will help that point to come alive to you. And he said, on a Sunday, it's a short preaching time, 45 minutes, just do 3 points.
3 minutes.
Your people will remember the 3 points next week and you can continue. What had happened? I had received direct teaching. How to preach. How to preach.
Oh,
hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Are you in the house? Yeah. He taught me a lot of things. Because he was my spiritual father. He guided me in many things. I already told you I talk a lot. And you know, when it's like that and you are married, your husband says one.
I'm not going at one.
And you say two, three.
You're two, three, four.
Gotcha. Then he says five.
You want to say five.
And he says six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 11, 12, 13, 15.
15.
And it was my spiritual father. Who taught me?
It's
a girl. It will bring problems in your house. That's not the way. He taught me another way. When you see me in chambers, I'll show you the other way. Because I had a spiritual father who could guide me. You are here. You are saying that you are only hearing it from God. I wonder. You have forgotten that you are flesh. The story is told of a young boy who used to be afraid of storms. One night there was a storm, a lot of lightning, thunder. So he ran into his father's room. And he jumped into his father's bed. He said, "Daddy, I'm afraid." And then his father said, "Oh, but you know that the Lord was with you. You don't need to be afraid. I love the small boy's answer." The small boy said, "Yes, Daddy. I know God was there. But tonight when the storm was raging, I needed something with flesh on it to hold. Yes, God is there. But sometimes in the ministry, we need something. Something. I don't know how Jesus would explain to you how he felt when he was fasting during the 40 days in the desert. But I do know how my spiritual father was feeling one time when he sentenced us to fasting and prayer. And as we were fasting and we were praying, he came to lift the microphone to lead us. And then he said, "Oh my God, I am afflicted." And I was a young Christian, a young pastor then. And I remember how it touched my spirit. And I said, "My goodness, my father feels how I feel. Yet he's continuing. Yet he's leading. I have learned something." Amen.
Amen.
So when you have a father, a spiritual father, you are very different from somebody who doesn't have. Amen.
Amen.
When people rise up against you, who are you going to seek advice from? Oh, I will pray. Then you have not yet had enemies. There are some enemies when they rise up, even how to pray. Pastor, what I'm saying, true or is not true? Sometimes you just need a place to go. My father, cover my defenseless head.
When
you make a mistake, where do you go? I'm just talking to the people who is only from heaven they can hear. I'm asking you a question this morning. But I need you to answer my question. Because if you can't answer it, then you have to acknowledge that you need a spiritual father. It doesn't diminish God in any way. I
say
it doesn't diminish God in any way. God is God. Jesus is Jesus. Your spiritual father is also your spiritual father. Amen.
Amen.
Are you in the church? Yeah. And we need to say it because some of these issues must just stop. Joshua was a very powerful leader. He had Moses as his father. Elisha had Elijah.
Elisa anali ndi Elia.
The 12 disciples had Jesus.
Opunzira 12 aja anali naye Yesu.
Why do you think you are different?
Inu mukuzona kuti ndinosiyana bwanji.
The disciples, Jesus told them, go and preach.
When you go, Yesu amatu umapita nikalalikire nuko.
Do this.
Panganizi.
Do that.
Panganisho.
When they reject you.
Akakaukana nuko.
Do this.
Muzikatere.
Do that.
Ukapange izi.
Are you here?
Tilimotsi God.
I remember when my father started sending us out. To have conferences. Many places we would have to organize our conference ourselves. That's why people like Pastor Esau are so precious to us. Because you get to a place, you don't know anybody. And one morning I took my phone and I said, Daddy, I die every morning. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm going to talk to. I die every morning. I don't remember his response, but it gave me hope. Do you have a spiritual father? I hope you are beginning to see that you need one. The second reason why it is important for you to have a spiritual father it is because inheritance flows naturally from father to son. Are you there? It flows naturally. In the natural world, when you are going to write a will, you leave your things for your children. To your children. You don't leave it for your servants. You don't leave it for your visitors. It's for your children. In the same way, a spiritual inheritance, it flows from the father to the son. Not to his equals. Not to his colleagues. Not to his friends. To his sons. And that is why, if even you are the one who founded your ministry, it would do you a world of good to hold yourself in sonship to somebody who is ahead of you.
Amen.
I want to show you something. Albert, are you around? Please arrive. Beautiful. Where's my little boy? I told them to lend me a little boy this morning. I don't know if I can borrow a little boy. I need to show you something. Let us assume that this is a spiritual father. Don't carry him yet. Just hold on. Come and stand by me. Wow, that's a good boy. I need this father to jump small for me. Jump and let us see how high you can go. Beautiful. That's about it. Now, he has a son. When you come into the ministry and you have a spiritual father, if you walk aright with your spiritual father, Wow. I need you to see something. Don't lose the point. I asked the spiritual father to jump. Even though I asked him to jump. Even though he's a tall man, he could only jump around here. But he has a young man who has accepted him as a father, who he trusts as a son. I need you to see that even the starting point of the son is higher than the father. Oh! Why? Because the father has already fought the battle from there to here. The son has walked in truth and in faithfulness and trust with the father. So the father says, you want to do ministry? Come stand on my shoulders. Can you help this little boy?
I want to.
Tell him to stand. He will. Wow. Wow. Okay. Even as a little boy. See how high he has gone. Even as a little boy. Not with any effort of his own. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please bring him down.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Almost without any effort. You may think I am just saying something. But let me tell you something. Bishop Doug has been in ministry now for 40 something years. And so our ministry has come to the place now where as parents, we are watching our physical children follow us into the ministry. One of Bishop Doug's sons followed him into the ministry. Even as a young man, his ministry is larger than his father's was at the time. At the time, with less sweat. I thought you said you want to walk on your own. You don't have any father. Me, I'm going to listen to God. Whose shoulder will you stand on? Hey, the first time I came to Malawi, Pastor Isso didn't know me from Adam. He didn't know me from anywhere.
Pastor Isso Obanda sudan kandizi watneti sana kumanepo.
Bishop Kwezi and Mother Briar went to see him, and they spoke.
A bishop, amene ali kunoku Malawi.
He said, "Oh yes, I'll allow you to have conferences around." Why? Because of me. You've made a mistake. He did not know me. He knew my spiritual father, upon whose back I have been sitting. So even though he did not know me, he knew Bishop Dag. So they came and said, Bishop Dag, something. And they said, okay, all right. You want to start from yourself. Yeah, self-made. Thank you. Self-made. The original. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
I'm sharing something with you today. I only hope you can catch it. One day, my father had a meeting with us. I remember at the time we were about 8 ladies. This is about 10 years ago. 12 years ago.
As my age.
2012 is how many years? 12 years.
2012. We meneyo zaka 12 zapitazo.
Hey, Bishop Dag. Then he said, I want you guys to take my books into different places.
Pointing
at this one. Says Spain. Pointing at this one. Go here. This one. Go. When he got to me, he said India.
Another India.
So who do I know in India? Even worse, who do you know in India? That's my half father. He didn't know anybody there. He said, carry the books there. So, in March 2012, I landed in India. We had a church at that time in a town called Pune. But that was not where I had been sent to. I had been sent to another city. I got to that city with one name and one phone number.
The phone number emotes.
I had called the pastor before landing.
And
I got there. And I started talking to him and his wife. And I told him, my father has sent me. My father is called Bishop Dag Heward Mills. If you want to know him, this is his website. I am here because he has written at that time 40 books. Which help are to help ministers, preachers. Here's your set. No, in fact, the 40 books was, they were still single books. They were not yet in a pack. But I gave him copies of the books. And I said, I am here. My father has sent me to bring these books into the hands of ministers. You are the only contact that I have. Will you help me? I had come with two gentlemen who were from our Pune church. They were Ghanaians and we came together. Are you there? So he checked out the story. And he felt that, oh, as he opened, he said, well, okay, I can identify with this. I'm also a spiritual father. I also have sons and daughters. So first, as you have come to India, you need a place to stay. In India, the churches all have their guest houses. So my guest house is empty and you people can be there. I need to tell you something. On the name of my father, myself and the two young men helping me, we stayed in a house, in a home, for 17 days. 17 days. They fed us 5 times a day. That's how the Indians eat. The man of God released his car to take us wherever we are going. And we went from pastors, you know, all pastors in India, you know, it's not a place with, it's not a Christian place. So the Christians have to hold together. So they have pastors' fellowships everywhere. And we went from one place to the next place, to the next place, to the next place, to the next place. Because my name is Joy Bruce. You got it wrong. Because my father is Joyce. Because my father is Bishop Dag. Are you in the house? Some of you, you have made yourself an orphan.
Okay.
Orphan struggle. Some of you don't want to say who your spiritual father is. You have been born, but you don't want to acknowledge him. That's why you are suffering. As I've come to Malawi, I've come again as Bishop Dag's daughter. I'm living in a beautiful hotel that they have placed me in because you cannot know Bishop Dag. He's not my board member. He's my father's contemporary. I don't think they understand what I'm saying. No. Benefits. I'm just a daughter benefiting from my father's name.
And
enjoying every minute of it. And then talking. Even the talking, what he told me to say, all the points I'm giving you, I can show you every book. Where is my open Macarius, Albert? I told them that they should bring me open Macarius because I realized that some of you yesterday, you thought I'm preaching my message. So I'm coming to open it. Then when I'm talking, I'll show you which book. It's from here. Thank you very much. Can it just lie here, there for me? Beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
This message I'm sharing with you, you saw the book yesterday, The Mega Church. It's my father's book. Ask your neighbor, you that you say you have just come, what are you inheriting? Hey, some of us, I think so, it's from here. Everything I've said to you since yesterday afternoon is from here. I showed you the first section was from church growth. Second one is from here. Are you there?
Yeah.
You are just saying, I cannot, a man cannot tell me what to do. Okay, okay, no problem. No problem.
Okay. Okay.
Me, I've been enjoying my father and eating from his plate.
Okay.
I don't know if you have the same practice here in Malawi. But in our traditional home, sometimes the father is served first. And then the children who hang around the father.
Yeah.
They are the ones the father will beat. He look at the face and he will give him, get this meat.
Hey.
So me too, I'm one of those. I just hang around my father. You are very quiet. I'm watching you. Yeah. You want to be an original? Okay, no problem. No problem. But I would advise you, if you don't have a spiritual father, find one. Find one. That's the one difference between the natural and the spiritual. Natural, you cannot make your father. You cannot choose. But spiritual, you can choose. And if you are in a ministry, you can't be in that ministry and your spiritual father is somewhere in another one. That doesn't make sense. Do you understand? Like you are in one ministry. You are in PICC. Then you say, my spiritual father is in a...
All right.
Something. Traffic light, gospel church.
PICC. Koma bambo wa uzimu, ali ku gospel chan chan. Kuna kwa ke uko. Zosa teka.
How to receive a father.
Kodi ti malandira bwanji atate.
How to receive a father.
Tima landira bwanji atate.
Point number one.
Mfundo yamba.
When someone is your father, he can speak freely into your life and you trust what he says.
Ngati wina ndi bambo wanu, akwaza kuyankhula momasuka mmoyo mwanu ndipo inu mukakhulupirira zimene iye akuzani.
I hope you are thinking. Because some of you, you are in a ministry, but you don't trust your father.
Chifwa ena anu muli mutumiki koma ababu anu osima kurubirira.
When he sends you, you say, I wonder why he sent me.
Akakutuma anuti kuda kunditumira njiso ini.
Has he transferred me to this town because he doesn't like me?
Kuda kundipanga transfer for the sandi kondeti.
If you cannot trust him, he cannot be your father.
Ngati simuka kurubirira sanga kale bambwana.
Some of you are suspicious.
Ena numa kaikira.
And that prevents you from receiving a father. And because of that suspicion, you are not also benefiting. Are you there?
Yeah,
very quiet. You have to trust him. It's a decision. When you decide that this is my spiritual father, you make a decision to trust him.
Mukasankha kuti bambo anga muzimu ndi awa ndiye kuti mwakhulupirirenso ndi chisankho chakukhulupirira.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you see a church.
Nthawi zina maona mpingo.
The senior pastor speaks.
Abusa akulu alankhula.
And after he has spoken, there are small meetings.
Abusa ajaka alankhula akena kukumakhano ti ma meeting tingono ta azibusa.
What at all was the man saying?
Kodino amati chana abusa aja.
What was he saying?
Amadishan.
Is that we should do what?
Akuti titani. Inesina mvesese tu akuti titani.
Dangerous son.
Anaopsha.
I say you are a dangerous son.
Ndikuti ndiwe mwanaopsha.
Bishop Dag has got a book for you.
Yeah. Book lanu lilipo la anaopsha.
Mother B, you have to help me. I'm not seeing it there. I need them. They are open. Those who are dangerous sons.
Iwo amene ali ana opya. Nde mutu wake tumene.
You are a son.
Ndiwe mwana.
But you are a dangerous son.
Koma ndiwe mwana opya.
Your father has spoken. What are you doing also saying something else?
Bambo wako alankhula. Iwo kutaniso kulankhula poso.
You see, this is our father. Because he has been coming to the church in a car, that's why he doesn't know that those of us who don't have a car, we struggle. You know, we are on the ground with the people. He is up there. Doesn't know how we are struggling down here. You are a dangerous son. You are a dangerous son. You see the way our father is doing his things. If it were me, I'll be doing it better.
Inetu ndika nakhauti ndikupanga ndineyo. Bwezi zinthu zisiti better.
Tell your neighbor your type is in the Bible.
Mwauza anzani mwakhanawo kuti anthu angati amene wawa mwina songati inuyo ali mu Bible.
That's how Absalom was.
Ndi mmene anali Absalom.
Absalom was at the gate and he was telling people,
Absalom,
your matter is good. You have a gate. He's only that king of ours. That's his father. He's only that king. He has not put anybody to be judging the issues. If I had been put in place, you would have had a judgment by this time. Dangerous son. I'm loving the quietness. You see, the same way you don't trust your father, he also doesn't trust you. He also doesn't trust you. You are the one who must show yourself trustworthy. Some of you are offended all the time. Your father cannot say anything. If he preaches, uses you as an example. Disaster, you are annoyed.
Wakuya.
You only want to be used as an example of good things.
Mufuna kuti akama kutchula ninu ngati chisanzo ndekuti zikhale zuti zabwino. Zinthuzo.
Me, I've told you that me, I'm a daughter. My husband is a son. I said I'm a daughter. My husband is a son.
Ine ndakuza nikuti ineyo ndine mwana wankazi, bambo anga amuna anga ndi mwana wa mamuna, a Bishop Doug Heward Mills.
He has used us for all kinds of examples.
Ati chula ife maulali kambiri biri.
And we love it.
One
time we were at Give Thyself Holy and he was preaching. In fact, more than once. Then he says, I had a certain pastor, I sent him to the certain part of our country. And when he went to the place and the ministry was hard, he called me and said, I think I want to start an NGO. Well, the person he was talking about was my husband. And he was in the meeting. And we laughed. And we gave ourselves a high five. That's us. Are you in the church? Because we are sons and we are daughters. How come you are offended about everything? Hello?
Hi.
Are you in the church? You see, what you don't also realize is that this same father who is laughing at your mistake, he's the same one who gives you good things for no reason. For no reason.
Hey,
one time he gave my husband a watch. When my husband found out what it was, I tell you, that watch is in the box.
Hey,
don't wait.
Hey.
In sons, I told you sons inherit.
Yeah.
Another time, I'd been using an old car for many years and the car broke down. And said, now it's something, it's the engine. So I was talking to daddy, what should I do? And then he said, oh, see if you can replace the engine. I couldn't replace it.
Hey,
are you there? So I told my books guys, okay, I don't know how we'll solve this, but we're going to move around by bus after all.
Then now,
if there's no car, we shall go by bus. I was there one day. We had gone for a meeting. And one of my father's secretaries said, please, I need to see you before you go. Then she gave me a key. I didn't understand what she was doing. That's all for. And we're standing by a car. I still didn't understand. Then she says, sign here. That is, I should give it to you. Wait, I haven't finished my story. Wait. So I looked at the car, looked at her. I said, ah. But this car that you have given to me, the car has, it has a nickname. You see, because I took a picture, I sent it to my family. I said, ah, they say I should take this car. Then my sons came on the page. They said, hey, this car. The nickname of the car is POTUS. It is called President of the United States. The Suburban, that's what they drive.
Ooh. Yeah.
I thought you said you are self-made. Me, I'm a daughter.
I
have to tell you something.
The President of the United States.
If I was buying myself a car, I would buy that car.
Oh.
No. If I will not think about it, I will not imagine it. I remember 2 weeks after I got the car, I was sitting in it and I met one of our other bishops. He laughed. He said, "You are sitting in the car like a visitor." I told him, "I'm a visitor in this car. I'm not used to it." You won't trust your father.
You know,
you will also not eat at his table.
Hmm.
I'm talking about how to receive him. Today, my prayer is that you will stop suspecting. It is a decision. Sometimes what he's saying, you can't understand it. But when you trust, you begin to see. When my father called me and asked me to start working with his books, I didn't understand it. Left to me, I'd be pastoring a church. And that's all. But today I'm so happy that I just did it because I said, my father said do it, and he will not do me anything bad. How to receive a father. Point number two. Respect and admire him. Respect and admire him. I don't know if you have it here, but in Ghana we have some kind of what we call from full respect. From full respect. It's not real, hypocritical.
So
when we see it, it's like, oh,
Daddy.
Oh, God bless you. As soon as I pass, look at him. As soon as he
passes,
look at him. That's from full respect. From full respect will not get you anywhere. Make a decision to respect your spiritual father. How do you respect him? When he says something, you take it. Stop comparing your spiritual father with other people. Some of you are in a church and you are admiring another minister. It's okay to admire another minister, but don't admire the person more than your father. There is something to be learned from children. Jesus told us that unless we are like children, we can't enter heaven. Why? Because a child is proud of his father. Contaminated with adult thoughts. They adore their
father.
You will see two small boys. You will see two small boys. And one of them will tell the other, "My father can beat your father." Meanwhile, the father he's talking about is as small as a bird. But in the eyes of his son, that's my father. And my father can beat your father. When you ask a son, a little boy, what do you want to be when you grow up? Until he becomes contaminated by other adults. Even if his father is a palm wine tapper, he wants to be a palm wine tapper. Why? Because of the love and respect and admiration that he has for his father. Some of us need to rewind a little bit and become like a child. You need to get to the point where you say, Daddy says it and that settles it. You are fighting with your wife. Your spiritual father says, stop. You stop. Even though you are so sure she is wrong, you stop. Why? Because your father has spoken. Amen.
Amen.
Are you in the church? Admire him. Please ask your neighbor, your spiritual father's birthday, what did you give him? Some of you,
Enanu,
you are in the church. This is the food that has fed you to bring you to this point. When it is now time, you see, when you admire somebody, we won't have to talk a lot for you to do something.
It's birthday
time, they say, let us get something for our pastor. What's a good amount that you will give us a gift? What is a good, reasonable amount? That was 50, what? For a per person. For a person, your ordinary member. 100,000. So I want all of us, bring 100,000, we'll put it together. 100,000!
Ha! Aliensa, where is 100,000?
Do you know my bills?
Johnny!
Why is he God?
Dimurungu yo.
100,000!
Hey!
You see, you are very quiet. So it makes me know that the Holy Ghost is bringing examples that are true. But let me tell you something. You see, in our church, we, those who are in, I don't even know how to describe this. Let's call us the parents, okay? So we were the first ones who joined Lighthouse, became pastors and so forth. Remember I told you that our children are now following us into the ministry. So after growing the church and the Lighthouse for many years, we also got to the point where we began to take our father for granted. It would be time to honor him for his birthday. And you see the attitude of pastors, some pastors, etc., etc. So many things. So eventually, he decided that he was going to change church and transfer himself. Because he felt that he was not able to get the adults to do some of the things he wanted to do. Too much complaining. Too much murmuring. So he moved out of all the cathedrals he had built. And he restarted his ministry among the children. By this time, these children were university students. And they could not believe it. They were so excited. They received him as children receiving a father. We began to watch as he began to train them. And the things that he would say that the adults would be questioning, the children will accept it. Are you here? When it was time to honor the father, I have to tell you this. what the parents were putting together, our children, who were no richer than us, they were poorer. What we give, they were giving times 100. Not in Ghana cities, but in dollars.
Yes.
There were children who would decide my whole month's salary and whatever, I put it down. Have you seen that? You are quiet. Let me tell you what happened. In some cities, the father has a church. In some cities, the parent will have a church. And the son will also have a church. The parents' church will have a membership of 60. And his son, in the same city, church of
600.
The churches of our children are larger, bigger. The children are more anointed than their fathers. I can see that you are very quiet. I'm also watching. Yeah. Are you here? Those of us who didn't fight against our father, by the grace of God, we have large churches. But we can see our children right behind us. They are coming. I said they are coming. Yeah. So the choice is yours. You can choose to continue to behave like that, to treat your man of God like just anybody. And you continue to superintend over mini micro churches. You continue to superintend over mini micro churches. Or you can do the proper thing and watch things change for you in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Admire is a decision, it's not a feeling. We are waiting to feel. Don't wait to feel. Make the decision. Your feelings will come later. Amen. Hey, the church is very quiet this morning. Celebrate your man of God properly. Why is he God? You'll be there asking me if he's God. The celebration is a way of honoring the person. How would you feel? It's your birthday. You are 70 years old. And your children ignore you. How would you feel? Are you translating the question? Because the way people are quiet, I don't know whether... I know. What a success, I know. Amen.
Amen.
People, it has to change you. If you want to have a mega church, you better learn how to honor your father.
I'm sorry, I
don't know how else to say it. The next one. Accept your father's position and authority. Decide from today you will not fight your father. You will not fight your father. Allow him, accept his position.
Vomerani udindo wao.
Accept his authority.
Vomerani ulamuliro wao.
When you grumble about things he has, it's because you have not accepted his position.
Mukamali mbana ndikuti kodi wali ndichani ndifacho kuti simunavomereze kuti iwo udindo wao ndi otani pamwe wanu.
Sometimes you see a pastor in a branch church. And an instruction comes from the Father. Saying, I want all the churches to do this. Then you see the branch pastor. Who does he think he is? We have already done our fasting.
Did you see the branch pastor? Did you see the last week?
He is your spiritual father. Go back to your church and tell them, church, I know we have been fasting, but you know, I've just received a message from the source. Our Father has asked us to fast and we are going to do it. And it will be great. We are starting tomorrow. Say amen, everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he has authority. He has authority. Some of you, you are sheltering rebels. Senior pastor has called. Says we are having a meeting of all pastors. And pastors under you did not come. And you are okay with it. When they finish with the spiritual father, they are coming to you. Oh yes. Oh yes. Make yourself strong. I remember 1 year. It was getting to our father's birthday. And we always put together an offering. And then some two guys who are part of my, you know, pastors in my council. They started with the plenty words. You remember I told plenty talking. You know that I told them I don't have a problem. You don't bring it, you're not a pastor here. I don't know where you go, you can do whatever. But here, and I mean, no. I would not have somebody like you.
Yeah.
And I mean, not at all, not at all. So you can choose not to give, but when you finish, you also don't have a church, you don't have a place. You can return to center, tell them to send you somewhere. You are harboring such a person. After turning against your father, they will turn against you. You'll be there thinking, oh, I am kind and understanding. As for this spiritual father, he doesn't understand things. Okay. I read a scripture, Proverbs chapter 30. My time is almost up. Verse 17. I want you to look at it well. The eye that mocketh at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it.
Aliense amene amanyoza abambo ake ndikunyozera kumvera amai ake makwangwala akuchigwa azamukolola maso ndipo mpungu zizaja nofu wake. Hallelujah.
Hey, you are there mocking your father.
Muli pamene pakunyoza bambo anu.
I say you are mocking your father.
Mukunyoza bambo anu.
You are disobeying your spiritual mother.
Simukumvera abambo anu muzimu.
The word is clear.
Mau ndo mveka bwino bwino.
You will lose your sight.
Mudzakhala opanda maso.
You see, when you read the scripture, you say, oh, nowadays me, I don't know what eagle is coming to pluck my eye. Okay.
You
will lose your ability to see. And when you lose your ability to see in the spirit, is exactly the same as losing your ability to see in the physical. You cannot easily find your way. Things that are not dangerous become dangerous to you. You cannot go far. In fact, you don't even know where you are. If you like, if I had a blindfold, I would have covered somebody's eyes and asked him to walk. You see that just to move from here to over there, it will take him about an hour. Because when he thinks he's going this way, not knowing he's going this way, you lose your sight. And we have seen so many ministries. They have lost their sight, lost their way, don't even know what they are doing. And you know what? They are having meetings binding the devil. When you invite the devil to come into your house, you cannot now turn around and start binding him. And in case you didn't know, when the devil is coming, he brings his own chair.
Satan akamabwera mabwera ni mpando. Sabwera choyimirira.
You gave him the right to enter your house.
Unamupatsa ulamuliro utakoza kulowa.
He will enter. And he will be chewing your children.
Nde athana nanu kena kwathana ndi ananu.
Oh, because you don't want a father.
You
don't want any authority over
you.
A mega church pastor is somebody with a lot of authority. God does not give authority to somebody who does not respect authority. Wow. Receive a father.
Kulandira tate muzimu.
Receive a father.
Kulandira tate muzimu.
A spiritual father.
Tate wa uzimu.
Stand to your feet. We have a few minutes left in the session. And I want you to begin to pray for yourself. Just begin to pray. If you don't have a father, you start repenting right now. And say, oh God, lead me and show me. Lord, lead me and show me a father. If you have made a mistake, it is time to repent. And if you are in a house under a father, you want to tell the Lord that I'm going to receive this father as my father. It is a decision that I have made. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. As we invite Pastor to come and lead us.
Zakata rigade masata ragade. Zakata ragade masata ragade. Zakata ragade masuta ragade. Lipa saragade, shakata ragade, sakata ragade, masuta ragade, yakata ragade. Somebody pray, somebody pray, somebody pray. Lika karagade, sakata ragade, masuta ragade, makata ragade, shakata ragade, masuta ragade, makata ragade, shakata. Lord, I repent, I repent, I repent for not respecting my father. Lord, I repent. Lord, I repent. Somebody should be saying, Lord, show me my spiritual father. Lead me to my spiritual father. Yakata ligade masata ragade makata ragade. Shaka maka liga liga liga. Satala gadindi makata ragade.
Zakata ragadala basata ragadi. Yakata ragadi masuta ragadi. Yakata ragadala baba bakata ragadi. Yakata ragadi masuta ragada. Likata ragadi masuta rigadi. Yakata ragadi masuta ragadala mahadi. Yakata ragade masuta ragade. Yakata ragade masuta ragada nabaha. Yakata ragade masuta ragade. Yakata ragade masuta ragade. Yakata ragade masuta ragada nabahade. Yakata ragada nabasuta ragadinde. Yakata ragada nabasuta ragade. Makata ragada nabasuta ragada nababu. Shakata ragade masuta ragade makata ragada. Are you praying? Lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice. Shakata ragadinda. Yakata ragade masata ragadana ba. Yakata ragade masita rigade. Yakata ragade masita ragadana bahande. Makata ragade. Gadala basuta ragade. Yana pakato yana pekato la bayata pela kapala yana. Yete ke pala tapina kapala nena masata pala blanda basta pala bakapala bayada. Yeta pala da blanda bayada. Makata ragadala basaya. Sabala pakata bila basana bala bada. Yakata ragade masuta ragade. Yakata pala blanda bala bayaka pala. Yakata ragade ne musuta ragade ne behende. Tapala baya tapala baya. Shakata ragade ne musuta ragade. Tapata pata paya tapata. Yakata ragade ne musuta ragade ne musaya. Yeso tapala blanda baya. Yakata ragade ne musuta ragade ne musaya. Yakata ragade masuta ragade makata ragade. Yakata ragade masuta ragadande. Shakata ragadana baba baba baba. Yakata ragadana baba. Yakata ragadana masuta ragade. Yakata ragadana Basuta ragadi. Jesus. Mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved men and women of God, we are dealing with heavy matters in this conference. These are heavy matters. This is tough for serious minded ministers. That really want to rise in ministry. And I hope you are soaking in everything. I hope you are soaking in. You are receiving every. You are receiving, accepting, and embracing everything. Shirley Jones said, "Ukurubira kuti mukulandira zonse."
Yes.
We have to receive everything. Don't say, "This one is not for me." Everything is for you and for me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is profitable for many things, but also for rebuke and correction. And I think this is a correction conference. We are being corrected. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So live here if you are a senior man in the ministry with a mission to change what needs to change in your ministry. It can't be business as usual. We have to align with the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father,
Atati,
give me grace
Nipasa
to be a doer,
uchita,
a practitioner
uchita
of the truths and the principles I'm receiving in this conference. Lift your voice 1 minute. Somebody pray. I need this grace. Shakata ragade masota ragadinda. Makata ragade masota ragade. Yakata ragade makata ragade. Sakata ragade makata ragade. Shakata ragade masata ragade. Yakata ragade makata ragadana basaya. Yakata ragade masota ragade. Yakata ragade masota ragade. Yakata ragade, makata ragada na baba baba sa. Shakata ragade, makata ragade. Yakata ragade, masuta ragade. Yakata ragade, makata ragade. Yakata ragade, masata ragade. Yakata ragade, besita ragade.
Yes, on tapala prosalabahanta.
Jesus, mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.